Osha. So, ito ay ang actually ano na to? 8th take. Ano, wala na kaming energy.
Tenga.
8th take na namin. Yung 7th take ay isang buong episode and we're deciding to redo the whole entire thing.
Kasi medyo nawindang kami. Sabi namin. So last week nga, 'di ba? Humingi kami ng letters from you guys, from our listeners to send in your experience or payo or what have you about moving on.
Mm-hmm.
So may letter sender kami. Ang ginawa namin, bilang matalino kami, sabi namin, babasahin ba natin to ngayon or mamaya na habang nagre-record tayo? Nag-agree kami na
nabasahin on the spot habang nag-record. So, ginawa namin yon. In fact, the previous take was 1 hour, 14 minutes, and 22 seconds.
For the element of surprise. Ang nangyari... Natameme tuloy kami. Nagre-reflect kami habang nagre-record. Wala kaming maayos na nasabi.
Tapos malungkot na lang kami the entire time kasi parang shit. It was bad.
Napag-reflect kami. Ito yung isa sa mga episode na sa daldal kong to, wala akong masabi.
So anyway, so ito yung 4th episode natin at as I said, this is a very special episode kasi pinadalhan nga tayo ng letter at babasahin natin ngayon. Unfortunately, dahil transparent din tayo sa mga listeners natin, hindi ito yung first time naming babasahin. Nag-record kami nung una, pero masyado siyang malungkot.
Gusto namin i-balance.
Masyado siyang malungkot, masyado siyang puno ng galit at puot. At
hindi naman galit.
Dead air. Ganes.
More on dead naman, air, oo.
Oo, ma-dead air, ganyan. Tapos nakakatungaan na lang kami sa screen. So, we figured to re-record this episode. So, 4.5. Charot. Anyway, so ako si Daryl.
At ako naman si Cash.
And this is...
Is this thing on?
The podcast.
Blackout. Ayan. So, ito na nga. Meron tayong letter sender, Daryl.
Yes, for the second time, babasahin natin ulit siya.
Yes.
This time, with more controlled emotions, hopefully. Para hindi nawiwindang yung mga nakikinig sa atin, di ba? Anyway, so itong letter na to ay, akala ko ano, to be honest, taking it from the previous recording kanina, akala ko ito yung magiging one of those episodes na, you know, mapagtatawanan natin yung past natin, pag-usapan natin yung ex natin, ganyan. Kasi nga ang topic is how to move on, tapos nagpasulat pa tayo sa mga tao ng steps kung paano sila nag-move on. So I was thinking in my mind kanina na it was gonna be a very happy discussion. But apparently
like the previous episodes, what we think, what we thought na light topic lang, it's always becoming heavy. Parang talaga siyang emotional roller coaster. Hindi lang sa inyo, sa amin din, actually.
And, you know, the reason why we also really wanna give premium to this episode is because, you know, these are the topics, these are one of the so many topics that should be talked about and not just at the surface level.
So, are you ready, Daryl?
Yeah, okay, for the second time.
I think we are more ready this round.
We are more ready this round.
Are we? Yeah. We're more composed, at least. Okay, sige. Let me read it. So this is from our letter sender. His name is Ian. And this is his letter. Dear Daryl and Cash. Alo! Kanikinig naman ako. Letter sender tayo.
Oh my God. Si unang linya pa lang yan.
May na-auto tayo, Daryl.
Umayos
sorry,
ka unang
sorry,
linya.
Sorry, letter sender. Okay, ito na. Dear Daryl and Cash, itago nyo na lang ako sa pangalang Ian. Hello, Ian. Ian hello, paano kung masabi ko yung totoong pangalan niya while reading this? Okay, sorry, ito na. Tago nyo na lang ako sa pangalang Ian. Isa akong avid listener at nang marinig ko ang topic ng this episode, agad ako nagsulat. Oo nga, hindi ka nagsayang talaga ng oras. Kinabukasan meron agad. Kasi I love this topic, kaya char. Ito ang 3 easy steps to move on. Ba? Pero hindi siya nag-3, ano, meron pa
itong... Structured siya, no?
Oo, very all. Structured. Sana all. Sana kami din.
Sana all structured. Yung mas structured pa yung letter kiss sa yung podcast. Okay, tara. Game.
Almost 5 years ago when my partner and I decided to break up dahil sa ilang reasons, mostly personal at may kinalaman sa mental health. Pero we are still friends. Nag-uusap pa rin kami pero syempre, hindi na tulad ng dati.
Aww. Wala na
tumagal kami ng 7 years mula college hanggang sa nagkatrabaho. Sabay na nangarap, natuto sa buhay at nag-adjust ng bongga with our differences. Alam na, sad na ako.
Babasa tayo.
May comments.
May comments.
Sorry. Tara. Pero ayun, nag-end. It was initially mutual, pero tinanong niya ako kung willing ba akong subukan muli. Pero hindi pa ako ready nung tinanong niya ako noon. Mm-hmm. Hindi ko din sure kung ready ako ngayon, pero sure ako di ako ready that time. So ang sabi ko ay, hindi. Takot ako na maging worse pa ang relationship namin kung itatry namin ulit at hindi na kami maging friends. I was very unstable kasi that time and I really needed the space. Tama yan, alam mo ang boundaries mo. Push. There's more to the story but let's save it for another time. Ay, Pak, meron siyang part 2. Ngayon, isi-share niya muna. Ngayon, isi-share niya muna yung steps niya. Share ko lang muna yung makakatulong sa kwento ko below.
Below.
So, paano nga ba ako nag-attempt mag-move on? Spoiler, hindi pa ako naka-move on. Eh, bakit tayo nagsasayang ng oras dito? Hindi ko ba na nakaka-move on?
Ako, maling resource.
Hindi, maganda to kasi he's learning in the process. Diba? Assuming ang pronouns ni Ian ay he. Let's just use the pronoun he.
Oo. Nagbigay siya ng steps actually. Very outlined, mm-hmm. Very structured. Nakakatuwa. Mas structured pa sa...
Podcast namin.
Mas structured pa sa buhay namin in general. Pero anyways, yun nga. Ang sabi niya dito, step 1, social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi pa uso ang COVID, nag-social distancing na ako. Dahil karamihan ng memories namin ay nasa Baguio, I left the place. Bawas ng triggers na mamimiss ko siya. Pero since we're friends, nag-uusap pa rin kami. Yun lang, at least hindi na tulad ng dati na merong constant reminder ng paghihiwalay namin. The communication was helpful for me kasi it reminds me about the reason why we broke up at hindi ko na laging iisipin na mali ata desisyon namin. Pero kung ako ay magpapayo, kung hindi helpful ang mag-usap kayo, block mo na yan. Lumayo ka na nga, di ba?
Okay, Daryl. Ano masasabi mo sa step 1 niya?
Actually, maganda nga yun.
Effective ba ang social distancing? For you?
Ang mahalagang linya dito, yung last line niya, like, kung hindi helpful lang mag-uusap pa kayo, block mo na yan. Lumayo ka na nga, di ba? Feeling ko, at some point, healthy siya. Dapat mong, you know, pag gusto mong makamove on, kailangan mong mag-set ng boundaries from what was and what is. And there are a lot of ways to do that. Pero isa sa mga importanting bagay siguro is to like at least take the first baby step to choose not to, siguro not to communicate, or not to block, pero to make the step to distance yourself.
Consciously distance yourself. Parang hirap din nun, no? Kasi parang, for example, eto, sa example niya, 7 years sila. Tapos araw-araw mong kausap, tapos biglang magsa-stop na. Ang hirap, no? Parang ang hirap i-unlearn yun.
Oo.
Kasi parang ako, kung ilalagay ko sarili ko sa posisyon niya, alam mo yung pag may nangyari sa iyo, ang una-una mong naiisip na kwentuhan ay yung person na yon. Tapos biglang
mawala.
Kailangan mo talagang consciously stop yung sarili mo na hindi na. Hindi mo na siya dapat kwentuhan kasi wala na kayo eh. No?
Oo.
I think isa to sa pinakamahirap na steps of moving on.
Actually, ano nga eh, yun nga, it's more than just blocking.
Oo.
Naalala ko na meron pang nakarinig ako ng mga kwento na blinock na nila, tapos in-unblock nila. Tapos iba-block mo ulit.
And that happens. Yeah, kasi ano eh, syempre, it's so hard to get to that, to be able to do that nang hindi ka nagsislip back. Kasi syempre, alam mo yun, kahit nga anong amount of time eh, pag nandun ka sa relationship na yun, yun nga, siya yung unang naiisip mo na kwentuhan. Ngayon wala na, 'di ba? So this is a very important step but also difficult, right? Okay, step 2.
Bago tayo mag-step 2, mahirap tong step na to kasi merong external pressure for you to do it also.
Mm-mm.
Like sa experience ko, there are a lot of friends that would tell you to like stop it, like girl, stop it, kanya.
Which is but, okay. Which is I think valid I could, naman na. It's a good ano eh, it's a good payo. Like how can you move on if you don't stop talking to the person? Mas para mabablur lang yung line nun. Ano, break ba talaga kayo o hindi, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Kung break kayo, kailangan mo talagang stop. Hindi ko lang sinasabi ko lang na hindi siya madali. Sa akin noon. Ay, hirap. Kasi malungkot eh. Salo na kung kaibigan mo yung tao.
Tapos, yun nga, minsan nasasabihan tayong bobo o tanga for not doing it. Kunwari, naroon tayong isang kilala na, yun nga, yung tulad ng sabi ko, blinock niya. Tapos, eventually, mag-regress, no? So, i-unblock niya ulit. Diba? Titingin siya ulit dun sa Facebook nung ex niya. Tapos, titingin niya yung profile picture. Magbabacktrack ng profile picture. Tapos pag nahuli ka ng kaibigan mo, ayun.
Mababatukan ka. I think, no ha, up to some extent, okay lang naman yun. I mean, yung the friends will help you, you know, to keep from doing that. Wag naman yung ano, wag naman yung hostile. Wag lang hostile siguro. Depende rin kasi sa ibang tao. Yung ibang tao, mas nag-work sa kanila yon. Yung ibang tao, mas kailangan na mas compassionate reminder na, oh, tama na kasi, di ba? Kasi, whether, like, kahit sa ang angulo natin tingnan, kung nag-break na kayo, kailangan mo i-cut din ng communication, eh. Kasi it's to provide space, not just for the other person, but for you as well. For you to learn how to, or to unlearn rather, yung the constant communication. Okay, step 2 na ba?
Oo, ikaw naman magbasa.
Step 2. Step 2. Ah, magmask. Alam.
Very makahawa.
Char. Magmask. Hindi ako originally from Baguio, he said. Na I-isolated myself when we were together. Ang hirap naman nito. He isolated himself when they were together. Ito eh, ano rin to eh, hirap tong ano na to. Sige, mamaya na lang yung comments ko about it. Maybe because of my personality, pero wala akong close friends na hindi namin common friend at makakausap to unload. I realized it was not healthy pala. Tama. So I tried dating para lang may makausap. I really didn't want to, pero I couldn't grab any friends that time. It was too unhealthy kasi I would drink, go to bars, and meet new friends there or date someone. Do more than drinking. It was more of me trying to cover the pain. It eventually took a toll on me, which made me realize na gusto ko pa pala mabuhay. Naisip ko gawin ko na lang busy sarili ko sa ibang bagay, so I drowned myself with work, which also took a toll on my health. Realized that I still wanted to live, then ended up meeting random people from dating apps. So, dami ng options at bilis ng turnaround time, napansin ko paulit-ulit na lang, naging cycle na. Kasi hindi ko naman gustong i-confront yung emotion ko, kaya ganon. Kailangan ko din pala siya harapin eventually. di ko sure kung necessary itong step na ito, tulad ng requirement sa face shield. Pero feeling ko, kung di ko to ginawa, I'll never conclude that this is a temporary patch. May two levels siyang sinabi. I mean, two points on this step two. Yung una niyang sinabi, dahil in-isolate niya yung sarili niya, wala siyang masyadong naging friends aside sa mutual friends nila nung ex niya. This is where it gets difficult. Yung wala kang ibang, ang hirap siguro nun. Sabi niya, I'm not gonna judge him personally kasi sabi niya nga, baka it's because of his personality din na hindi siya masyadong extrovert.
Uh-oh.
Hindi ko naman masabing ginawa niyang umikot ang mundo niya sa taong to. Hindi ko naman masasabi yon kasi hindi ko naman alam . Pero ang hirap nun na wala kang ibang matatakbuhan.
Mm-mm.
When this happens, when you have to end the relationship. And sometimes because of that, you have to look for other avenues to distract yourself or to make you forget.
To cover the pain, ika nga.
And that's hard. How about you? When you were moving on, did you attempt to cover the pain? And if yes, how?
Siyempre, oo naman. Paano, ano klaseng tanong yan? Malamang...
Siyempre, podcast to eh.
Yes, we would really try to cover the pain. At nakaka-relate ako sa sinabi ni Ian. Kasi, nung mga times na sobrang hirap, nagre-resort ako sa alcohol. At ako, I love my friends kasi I have friends who like listen to me. Pero, siguro bagong reflection to na naiisip ko kasi na ayoko silang i-burden sa paulit-ulit kong kwento. Na parang pag sinabi ko na naman, naiiyak na ako dahil kay ganito, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Parang naiisip ko kasi ahead of time na, shit, parang ano ba to? Like, sinishare mo na naman sa kanyang burden. So, ang ginagawa ko is I would literally go also to, if not alcohol, to bars, to dating apps. So that I could talk to like friends and to new friends or date new friends kasi alam ko na hindi nila ako kilala. At kung i-judge man nila ako, edi bala sila dyan kasi hindi nga kami magkakilala. Tapos may alak pa involved. So, ganun din ako nakarelate ako doon. Kasi, ganun din ako nag-cope. Merong aspect sa buhay na parang I sought other people outside my circle of friends. Because there were times, not all the time, there were times that I did not want to tell them the stories that they knew already. I did not want to burden them, even if they told me that they were always there for me.
Yeah.
Ako, ganun ako nag-cope eh. Like, sex, alcohol, and dating, and like so many other unhealthy stuff. But that's how I tried to cover the pain before. And it took a toll on me also. Ikaw ba? Teka, may tanong ako. Naka-move on ka na ba? Ano?
Ano? Tanong ulit.
Naka-move on ka na ba, Kesh?
Pati ikaw napagod na, no?
Natanong ko na to, Kesh, nung sa una nating recording kanina. Pero tatanungin ko ikaw ulit. For the sake of our listeners, naka-move on ka na ba?
Oo.
Paano ka naka-move on?
Huwag na natin pag-usapan.
Ba't pa tayo nagre-record? Tangila, pagod na ako.
Kalabay ka lang.
Alas 6, medyo halos tayo nagsimula. 9:18 na. Oh.
Ano ulit yung tanong? Paano? Naku, mahaba. Parang isang buong episode yan. Pero naka-move on na ako. Paano ko masasabing naka-move on na ako? Kasi hindi na masakit. Kasi hindi na ako trapped doon sa... Kasi hindi na ako yung katulad noon na parang I was just living in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe sometimes fantasizing a future that will never happen.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, that still hurts. When I say that.
The second time around.
Nakasabi lang na hindi na masakit. Sabi, it still hurts. Hindi. Kung paano ako naka-move on, it was a very long process that I had to learn the hard way. I tried to move on by finally opening my doors to dating. Pero I wasn't able to date around kasi I eventually just dated one person.
Ito yung, ano, when you say dated one person, ano nangyari?
He became my husband.
Oh, diba?
So I wasn't able to date efficient around. Yeah, it was efficient, yes.
It was efficient. Ang dami kang nangangarap ng ganyan.
Eh, ang nangyari kasi, masyadong naging mabilis. Ewan ko kung yung makikinig netong episode na to ay napakinggan ng previous episodes, pero nabanggit ko din na nabuntis kasi ako ng hindi inaasahan.
Mm-hmm.
Mahabang kwento, pero to cut the story short, we had to get married even though we were both not ready for it and we were not yet long into the relationship. So talagang na fast forward lahat. Hindi ako ready, hindi siya ready. Tas plus parenthood pa na hindi din ako ready. So ang daming nangyari. At sa lahat ng iyon, hindi ko din masabing naka-move on na ako noon, ha. Madami pa rin tumatakbo sa isip ko. At so dahil nga stressful ang nangyari. Stressful yung, alam mo yun, yung bilis nang nangyari. Hindi pa talaga, it wasn't a healthy pace at all. And my husband and I both know that. We've talked about this. It resulted to unresolved feelings and emotions that I had to deal with later on. And it actually also affected my marriage. Like on top of the very wobbly foundation that my marriage was sitting on when it started. Dumagdag pa yon. So, it was very difficult. But now it has already been resolved. The process was very long and it was very painful. And it also involved my husband na kasi we were already married. Pero it has already been resolved. The unresolved feelings has now been resolved. Case closed. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Actually, ano, yun yung halos step three na sinasabi ni Ian. O, diba, alam ko na beforehand kasi nga binasa na natin kanina. Mm-hmm. Sabi niya kasi step three, rise through the ashes just like a phoenix. O, diba? Parang COVID-themed related yung kanina, social distancing, mag-masks ngayon. Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm. Would you read it or should I?
You should.
I should. Okay. Step three. Rise through the ashes. Oh, taray. Just like a phoenix. Ganda pakinggan, no? Sana ganun kadali mag-move on, sabi niya. I eventually met a kind soul na nagkwento din about sa ex niya and told me that I should date. Not because I'm trying to replace my ex, but because you want to know yourself more. Malalaman mo yung mga bagay na ayaw mo, yung mga gusto mo. Top ba or bottom? Yung mga ganon. The kind soul also mentioned that I have to acknowledge that some dates are going to be messy for your ego. Kasi tao yung kausap mo at may personal siyang motive. I dated as much as I can, pero I kept comparing the kind of relationship I had with my ex. Ayan, pa. Alam na alam ko yan. I know it's unfair, pero it highlights the fact that I may not have moved on. Sabi nung isa sa mga nakadate ko, mahirap talaga ma-move on sa relationship na seryoso, pero you need to understand that you can love again and be in another relationship habang mahal mo pa rin ng ex mo. Ang difference lang ay hindi mo na nai-express yun kasi papairalin mo na yung choices mo this time. Either stay with me or stay hung up with your ex. Gusto ko yung sinabi niya na ano, yun nga, yung moving on not to find like a rebound person, but also for you to learn more about yourself, about your likes and dislikes. I love that part. Kasi before we're so like, we are so obsessed with the thought of finding someone else so that they can love you ba. Parang it's always more on yung feeling mo ano, kailangan may tao, may ibang tao to love you. When in fact it doesn't have to be that way. It also can be seen as this, like you're dating so that you can learn more about yourself. It's exploring yourself too. And na-realize ko din yan nung mag-asawa na kami nung asawa ko, na parang, kasi he was my first relationship when, like after I moved on. So parang I never really knew what I wanted or liked or disliked. Mm-hmm. So I also learned a lot about myself. Pero this time, it was more difficult kasi mag-asawa na kami. Wala nang pwedeng, hindi na pwedeng.
Too bad.
Gago.
Charot.
Hindi na pwedeng, this is not working. Break. Hindi na siya ganun eh. It's more complicated than that. So, The process was, we have to talk about those differences and really make it work.
Mm-mm.
Pero yeah.
Siguro, ano, ang thoughts ko dito na gusto kong tanungin ikaw kung unfair ba sa partner mo na maging partner siya? Mm-hmm. Tama ba yung thought ko?
Mm-hmm.
Pero hindi ka pa nakaka-move on. Kasi some people would say na, girl, mag-move on ka muna bago ka pumasok sa isang relasyon. Otherwise, rebound yan. Ganyan. Tingnan mo ba unfair?
Unfair ba sa partner? I think, depende kasi yan. Divided pa rin ang opinion ng mga tao dyan eh. Yung iba magsasabi na, mag-move on ka muna bago ka sumabak sa bagong relationship. While that is ideal, and I agree na ideal yon, sana ganoon. Pero, hindi kasi yun, nangyayari sa lahat ng tao, especially in Ian's case. He has been in a relationship for 7 years. 7 years, ha? Ang tagal nun, diba?
True.
So, ibiba sabihin nun, hanggang hindi niya pa na-erase sa sistema niya, yun, yung 7 years na yun, hindi siya pwedeng sumabok sa bagong relationship. Kailan yun? Hindi naman natin alam. Paano mo ba i-erase yun? Parang hindi naman natin. It's that kind of relationship, especially a relationship that long, it would live with you eh. Like, it's something that you cannot really erase from your memory. So, if moving on for some people means makakalimutan na nila yung sakit, makakalimutan na nila yung happy memories, parang hindi naman ata mangyayari yun. Depende talaga sa tao yun. What I think is unfair is for us to demand our partners to completely forget or erase their past when that has probably contributed to who they are now.
Yeah.
Like the person that you love now, that you like now, is a product of the previous relationship that they've been. Like they've probably grown from that relationship because of that relationship. So for you to completely erase na dapat hindi ka na ano, hindi mo na naiisip yun, dapat ano yun, hindi na mababanggit. May iba kasing ganun. Para sa akin, parang yun yung unfair. Kasi ini-invalidate mo na tuloy lahat ng naranasan ng partner mo with their ex, regardless on whatever happened on that relationship. For you to expect na wala na, basura na yun. Eh, hindi naman ganun ang utak ng tao. Hindi naman ganun ang puso ng tao, diba? It will stay with you.
Siguro sakalang siya magiging unfair pag hindi mo sinabi.
Also, sakalang siya magiging unfair pag mahal mo pa rin talaga yung ibang tao at hindi mo, alam mo yun na, hindi mo kayang magmahal ng iba. May iba kasing tao na ganun. May ibang tao na kaya nilang mahal nila yung
wait,
previous.
Wait, ano mo nga yan? I-concretize mo? Kasi kunwari, meron pa namang mga taong mahal nila yung ex nila.
Mm-mm. Pero ibang form
okay.
Na. Oo.
Oh, ibang form.
Ibang form na yung pagmamahal na yun. More like it's coming from a place of gratitude na. Like, I am glad that you happened in my, life. I'm glad that I've shared this part of my life with you. But that chapter has already ended. And it's closed. This is a new relationship. I love this person now. I still love you, but in a different form na. It's not mm-hmm. like how it was. Mm-hmm. Pero nandun pa rin yung pagmamahal. Nandun pa rin yung endearment. Mm-hmm. Nandun pa rin yung iba, nandun pa rin yung unting sakit. Pero, ibang form na nga. Ang unfair siguro yung parang sobrang, yung gusto mo pa talagang bumalik. Yun yung unfair para sa akin.
Yung nagpapantasya ka.
Nagpapantasya ka pa na magbabalikan kayo.
Oo, at sana hindi yung current partner mo siguro.
Yun yung unfair. Oo. Yun yung hindi maganda. Pagka ganun, hindi ka pa talaga ready sumabak sa bagong relationship. In my opinion.
Oo.
Diba?
Kung, so, true. It's just, actually, oo, tama yan. So, pag gusto natin i-debunk yung siguro yung ganung popular mindset na pag sinabi mo pang mahal mo yung ex mo, eh, yun nga, at surface level, wrong na siya.
Mm-mm.
Feeling ko it's just human to like really love your exes.
Again, especially if they've from what been you say, really great relationships, right?
Yeah, there are good relationships. And even the shitty ones.
Yan, may mga parts diba? Pa rin
yan. May mga taong, and that's okay. That's what makes us human.
Yeah.
And
that's how the mind and the heart works. And again, it's different for every person. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin na, eh, ako nga, nag-move on na ako kay ganito. Hindi ko na siya naisip. Eh, ikaw yun. Congrats. Pero hindi tayo lahat ganon. Diba?
Oo.
Talagang uh-oh. Normal sa ibang tao na may lingering love pa rin. Lingering as in, nandun pa rin. Parang may parte pa rin ng puso na, alam mo, they still hold a place in that person's heart. But that doesn't mm-hmm. mean invalidated agad yung love nila para sa new and current relationship nila.
Yeah, yeah. Sabi nga eh, eto, itutuloy ko yung letter. Sabi ni Ian, siguro itong story ay para sa mga hindi pa talaga naka-move on. At yung mga naka-move on na, congrats. Gusto nyo medal? Sabi niya yun. Naalala ko yung ni-quote ni Daryl sa last episode. Taray! Sabi, baguhin yung mga kaya mong baguhin at tanggapin ang mga sakit na hindi na mababago. Non-verbatim daw. Kung ikaw ay hindi pa naka-move on, baka kasama pala yan sa mga sakit na hindi mo na mababago. Pwede mo i-mask sa pag-inom at iba pa. Meron kasi talagang siguradong mga tao sa buhay natin na ibang level yung impact at papahirapan kang mag-move on. Pero hindi pwedeng ma-stuck na lang doon.
Tulad ng sabi ko, hindi pa ako naka-move on. Pero eventually, nakahanap ako ng jowa paglipas ng 3 years. Ay, congrats!
Taray.
Naghiwalay na kami, ay. Congrats ko lang. Wala, sorry. Nag-congrats ako, tapos bigla naging mulay na sila sa next sentence.
Ito mga, dahil binabasa natin yung ano eh.
Oh, nga. Naghiwalay na kami at hindi ako nahirapan mo move on dahil gago siya. Or wala lang talaga siya impact sa puso ko.
Parang, okay. Ano, parang I want to know more about it.
True, Ian, me ha? Too. Sabi niya, in another ano daw, letter. Pero it must be a sign na at some point, hindi man akong fully moved on sa ex ko for 7 years, umusad pa rin ako. Umaasa, pero umuusad. Oh, shit!
Listening to other people's stories helped me move on, kaya I thought of sharing this story too. Sana makatulong. Or sana mahanapan niyo ako ng jowa. Sige, tutulungan ka namin maghanap ka namin. Ng jowa.
Yung guest namin sa previous episode, si Franz, wala din daw siyang jowa.
Ay, oo nga. Gusto mo ba i-hook up ka namin doon? Pero alam mo ba, to tell you honestly, gusto ko siyang emphasize ng bonggang-bongga. Sinabi kasi ni Ian dito, sabi niya, listening to other people's stories helped me move on, kaya I thought of sharing this story too. When we read this the first time earlier, it helped us a lot. Kaya salamat, Ian, sa pag-share ng story mo.
Yeah, it's a very intimate letter. We felt it so much that we had to record again to be able to compose our thoughts. Ganun siya ka-strong. And yeah, I would say na tama yung sinabi niya na hindi pwedeng ma-stuck ka na lang doon. This is something that I've also realized. Kasi doon na papasok yung self-love eh. Dito mo na masasabi na, do I deserve to be in this pain for ano, so long? I have to let go of this pain eventually. But for you to get there, for you to be able to do that, you have to acknowledge first the pain. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin, ay hindi, wala, move on na, pero ang totoo nandun pa rin. You have to acknowledge its existence for you to be able to move on from it. That's the only way that you can get through.
And you don't just acknowledge it, you also forgive.
Yes, forgive the person. You
forgive the past.
Forgive the past. Forgive yourself as well. So, daming, dyan po pasok yung mga ano eh, di ba, yung mga parang regrets. Mm-hmm. What if I did this? What if I did that? That also holds us back eh. Getting stuck with the what ifs. And for me personally, yeah, I got stuck there for a very long time. And it made me very unhappy.
That's also true.
So, when I realized that, you know what? I will not allow this to have power over me. I have to forgive myself for all the mistakes I've done, the decisions that I had to do, and move on and be happy with what I have now and currently seek happiness within myself, for myself. And I think that was the key.
Kasi nagiging very intense nga yung feelings, lalo na pag na-realize natin na wala na tayong magagawa about it. So, pag naiisip natin yun, nagkakaroon nga ng, tuloy yung sabi mo, parang nagiging spiral siya of, you know, regret and anger and, you know, helplessness. At nakaka-trauma siya, pag, lalo na pag mahal mo pa yung ex mo.
Mm-hmm.
At pag nandun tayo sa mga ganong situations, eh, minsan na-overlook natin yung flaws nila. O kaya, nakahanap tayo ng mistakes sa sarili natin at nagiging downward spiral siya from preventing us from moving on. Kaya importante na hindi nga i-disregard yung past natin, i-acknowledge natin, i-forgive natin siya.
In terms of moving on, I'd like to ask you, Daryl, what helped you move on? Kasi nabanggit niya dito, stories of others, like other people, I'm telling their stories about moving on helped him. How about you? Aside from distracting yourself with alcohol and dating and what have you, what are the other things that you found that are effective on helping you move on?
So, siguro, ano ulit yung tanong? What helped me move on?
Aside from the alcohol kako, aside from distracting yourself, kasi yun mga coping mechanisms yun to help mask the pain, but it doesn't really help you move forward eh. It just correct. Masks it. It's temporary. Correct. It's a temporary patch, sabi nga ni Ian. It's a temporary patch that, alam mo yun, eventually you'll realize when you see yourself not moving, marirealize mo na, okay, hindi ito effective. I need to find other effective ways on how I could move on. So, ikaw, what helped you move on?
What helped me move on actually was dealing with it. And I was privileged and fortunate enough to have friends that helped me go through the process. Ayoko i-disregard yung contributions of alcohol and partying kasi... You know, that really helped not just mask the pain, but it also helped me deal with it. Like, when drinking alcohol, mas nasasabi ko yung mga pinipigilan ng subconscious ko if I were sober. And yung mga bonding times na yun with friends really got me starting to talk about it and realizing that, you know, hindi na to fantasy. It has to get real. And usually after I got away with my ex, eh, hindi ako maka-move on kasi pinanghahawakan ko pa yung pantasya kaysa sa dun sa realidad na hindi na nga kami at hindi na magiging kami. So the more that I held on to those, siguro those fantasies of what could be, I had to go through a process of understanding the reality and not just, you know, when going back through the memories, eh, hindi na dapat chine-cherry pick lang yung mga good parts, but, and, you know, leaving all the bad parts, but also to, like, really just acknowledge and deal with it. Ikaw ba,
how did I move on?
How did you move on?
Same as you. When I started to realize how it was impacting my current relationship and how it was also making me unhappy. Kasi would constantly compare eh. And sometimes yung mga point of comparison ko pa was, if not imagined, very cherry-picked.
Very, very cherry-picked.
Very cherry-picked. So nung na-realize ko yun, it has to be a conscious effort. It had to be a conscious effort on my part to, ayun, snap myself back to reality. And it was hard for me kasi the reality wasn't very appealing as well. Diba?
Paano naman? Paano siya hindi naging appealing for you?
Well, I don't want to divulge too much. But let's just say, dahil nga, as I've mentioned earlier, my husband and I, although bless his heart, he has grown a lot through the years. Our first years was very, very rocky bilang hindi kami masyadong magkakilala. We were throttled into the world of marriage too early, not just for the both of us, but for us individually. It was something that we were unprepared for. So that was the reality for me. I was in a marriage that I wasn't ready for. And so since, of course, that is always a recipe for a kind of a disaster. So what I did to cope back then was to was to live in the past and like compare na if this was with this person, this wouldn't happen. And yun nga, I kino-compare ko siya dun sa, yung husband ko dun sa previous person. And of course, the comparison is always, kasi magkaiba silang tao and alam mo yun, magkaiba talaga yung naging relationship ko with both those people. It was very different. And ideally, mas gusto ko yung una kasi of course it was in an ideal setting na okay kami, blah, 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 blah. So, parang naging dehado yung, na-realize ko na unfair yon. Unfair yon para sa lahat ng tao involved.
Yeah.
And I was basically painting an imagination. You know, I was living in a past that maybe didn't even exist. I was trapped back then. And I realized, yeah, it just made me unhappy. And I wanted to be happy. And na-snap back ako to reality na this imagined past and imagined future with this person that will never happen, will never happen. So what the fuck is keeping you from, you know, moving on? Ganon. So I acknowledged those feelings. I told my husband about it. Actually, he confronted me. Caught me red-handed. He confronted me. He was very understanding about it regardless on how hurt he was. He was there. He listened. He was very understanding. And because I had a partner who was listening to me, I was lucky enough to have him, you know, not be like other people na, ganon. He wasn't like that. He was just there listening to me calmly. And he actually was the one who told me na, you should tell that other person that you still have unresolved feelings for him. Actually, he even offered na siya na daw ang magsasabi. And I was like, no! No, no, no. Siko, I have no plans.
Siya magmamarites for you.
Oo, siko, I have no plans on telling him. But if I would tell him, it would be coming from me, not from you. And so, I told the other person. And dun ako, parang yun yung ano eh. Yun yung isa sa mga nakatulong sa akin to close that. Na parang, wala. like all the imagination I had that helped me cope back then was simply just, hindi ko masabi imagination, parang alam mo yung
when, wow, it's so like, concretized siya.
Hindi, it was like looking through ano eh, ano tawag doon, rose colored glass, is that how they say it?
I don't know, Kesh.
Yeah, like everything seems beautiful when you look through it through rose-colored glass or whatever. I forgot the saying. But it was kind of distorted, let's just say that. It was distorted in my mind. But when I was able to, you know, tell the other person about it, and he was also gracious enough to like say, huh? Hanggang ngayon? So I was like, okay. Okay, sige. Parang dun na, parang, okay. Hindi siya reciprocal. Wala tong pupuntahan. This is not, like, the person, how do we refer to him? The person from the past.
Yeah.
As much as we were dear to each other, but it wasn't that kind of love that we had. And I realized that then after right confronting now. Him, na parang, you know what, this doesn't even make it less. Na, I still love that person so much, but it's not that kind of love anymore. It just changed its form. It's not lower. Don't ko na yung parang, kasi you don't have to be in a romantic relationship with anybody to love them. Para sa akin, ha? I know this would differ with other people. Pero sa akin, it doesn't stop with romantic relationships, like expressing your love to another person. It can be a form of friendship, diba? Friendship is one of the biggest forms of love. So, it was better. It was actually better for me. So, yun, after yun, na-resolve na. Na-close ko na yung chapter na yun. So, I think communication was a very big part of how I processed it. Because I I didn't keep it to myself. Like before. Kaya lang siya nag-fester at nag, alam mo yun, naglumala. Naging unresolved at masyadong gumulo sa utak ko. Kasi I never talked to anybody about it. Pero when I got to talk about it with no judgment from the people that mattered most, saka ako siya na-process ng maayos. Saka ako na-close yung chapter na yun. Okay. That's done. Let's move on.
Yeah, so yun nga, if I were to lift something that I learned from that letter ni Ian, it's also to, you know, part of moving on is also not forgetting to love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And yun nga, tulad ng sabi mo kanina, the moment that you start realizing that I don't want to be sad anymore, like you acknowledge that, you declare that to yourself na you don't want to be sad anymore, you want to be happy, you want to love you. Yun nga, parang if I were to get something that I learned, it's not forgetting to love myself. And some people might take that for granted, that statement for granted. When we say you love yourself kasi, is that we understand ourselves more accurately. We empathize with our feelings and ourselves, and we forgive. Yun. At siguro, out of everything that we've talked about kanina, this is the hardest, for me, this is the hardest things to do. Especially, yun nga, if you're in that state of vulnerability and you're still in the process of wondering whether you're still worthy of love or whether you'll find anyone like your ex, diba? Yung answer dun is not that, eh, kasi yun nga, it our happiness and our love for ourselves should not be dependent on other people, but on ourselves. Nabanggit mo to kanina, kaninang-kanina, sa dami nating takes, nabanggit mo to na, you know, we are responsible for making ourselves happy, for loving ourselves. Ganyan. It is not others' responsibility to do that.
They can be a part of it, but they're not responsible for it.
Correct.
Okay ka pa ba?
Yeah, okay pa ako.
Parang ikaw na yung natutulala ngayon. Okay na ako.
Okay pa pa ba? Okay. Nakapag-ano na tayo. Pre-therapy kanina. But anyways, syempre importante na makamove on tayo sa mga ex natin kasi important din ito sa mental health natin. Pero siguro kung yung mga nakikinig ngayon ay mga naka-move on na at masasabing naka-move on na sila, masaya kami for you. Masaya kami ni Cash for you.
True.
Pero kung hindi ka pa nga happy,
you'll get there.
You'll get there.
We promise.
We also want to remind ourselves, even me, no, na things are getting better every day. Although sometimes it doesn't seem like it. There will always be ups and downs, but it's always better every day.
As long as you move forward.
And you should be proud of yourself.
Yes.
For, you know, getting to work on getting rid of the past and getting rid of your emotional baggages, big or small. And you should be proud of yourself for being brave to, you know, live every day stronger and healthier than the last. Just like how Ian did in his case. So kudos to you for having made it even to this day and getting to listen to this very delayed episode.
Yes. Ian, we are very proud of you. Proud of you for moving on, moving forward, rather. You are moving on. You're still in the process of moving on. Sending this letter is part of, I hope it helps. I hope it helps na getting it out there. I really think that helps. Ako personally, I think it helps you're able to get it out there. It helps knowing that you are heard. It helps to know na you're not alone in experiencing this. Kasi ako before parang isa din yun sa mga naka-slow sa aking pag-move forward was I wasn't able to talk to anybody about it. So I was alone in processing everything, and apparently processing it alone is not effective for me because it becomes convoluted into some kind of something else.
Yeah, and I'm very proud of you for, for you.
Thanks.
For having reached this far, diba?
You too.
Yun nga, kahit nga, there could be days na, you know, our emotions could still make us feel the sting. Pero yun nga.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. And yun nga, if may mga nakikinig tayo ngayon na tulad ni Kesh, wala siyang makausap noon, mahirap, diba? Mahirap din na meron kang makakausap pero feeling mo dina-judge ka.
True. Sa mga may kaibigan dyan na nag-move on ng mga kaibigan ninyo, try to be more compassionate or more empathetic. Minsan kasi sa mga magkakaibigan, parang we tend to, in trying to help them move on, we try to downplay the hurt that they're feeling. Saying like, wala yan, ganyan, ganito. Try to, even though unintentional, nagiging dismissive or not dismissive, condescending, na-invalidate natin. At sinasabi ko na sa inyo, hindi nakakatulong yan. It just makes your friend keep it from you. And if you really love your friend and you want to support them in ways that would actually help them, always lend a non-judgmental ear. Sometimes we tend to give them advice that was helpful for us, pero not necessarily going to be helpful for them. So the best thing we can do sometimes is just listen and be there and hug them if they need a hug. So, yeah. That's what I want to say. And our space Our space is also a safe space. Our page is open for messages. If you guys want to share your messages, you want us to share it to the other listeners, let us know. If not, if you just want somebody to talk to, we are here to listen. And if you want advice, we will try. We will try.
We will try.
But one thing's for sure, we will listen with no judgment at all. And we will be here with you. And we'll support you all the way.
And also, we would, kasi syempre hindi naman kami experts on these kinds of issues, more so on even more so on mental health, which are serious issues, serious concerns. Mm-hmm. We're dropping a list of hotlines on our show notes and other avenues that you could reach out to just in case you would need it. Lalo na para sa mga taong hindi at hirap maka-move on.
Yeah, if it's affecting your mental health and you really think you need professional help for that, we support that. Please do get some professional help. There is no, ano, parang when you isipin na, ah, ano lang naman to, move on lang. Pero so tingin nyo talaga na impact na yung mental health niyo to the point na, like, it's pulling you down, downward, into that downward spiral.
Oo. I-advocate din natin. Plug in ko lang na i-advocate natin, guys, na sana maging mas accessible ang mental health services sa bansa.
Amen.
Anyways, so ayun. Minadali. By the way, para pala sa mga susunod nating episode, so alam kong medyo mabigat tong topic ngayon for us all. At dahil mahilig tayong mag-roller coaster ng emotions tulad ng buhay, hihingin, tama ba kaya? Hihingin na natin yung mga kwento.
Ah, yes. Kasi for our next episode, we are planning to make an episode about our most embarrassing experiences or, you know, most embarrassing moments of our lives. So, if you would like to share yours, if you think, eh, dapat itong marinig ng ng ibang tao. Please send it to us. We will keep it anonymous. We will find a way to send for you guys to send us letters, and it will be anonymous. Even us, we wouldn't know who you are. But yeah, send it. We'd love to hear it.
It's also very embarrassing if we won't get any.
Yeah, that's gonna be our next sad embarrassing
boy.
Moment.
Sad boy. Oo, kaya sulatan nyo kami, please. We'll really make it anonymous.
Yes. And ang kapalit nun ay kami ni Daryl isi-share namin ang aming most embarrassing experience with the supporting documentation. At ipopost namin yun sa aming Instagram account. At
oh my God! Totoo ba? Hindi ako consultant dito.
Oo, okay,
sige na
lang.
Sige, papayag na
for
ako.
The cloud, for the cloud.
For the cloud. Sendan nyo kami ng embarrassing moments nyo anonymously if you would even like that.
Pag umabot. We'll... Ay, to. Pag umabot sa limang tao na mag-share ng most embarrassing experience nila. Yung most embarrassing experience namin ni Daryl, and swerte kayo dahil ang most embarrassing experience namin ay kaming dalawa talaga at may documentation pa. Clue, it's a picture and a video.
Ay, wag na.
Hindi ka mahanda. Let's see.
Okay.
I-publish
for
namin.
The clout.
For the clout.
Oo. Pero shit, maliban dun sa...
Ikakasira ata natin yung Daryl. Wait lang, parang i-regret.
Ewan ko sa'yo. Edit out mo. Okay, pero ayun na nga. Parang bukod dun sa mga kwento nyong most embarrassing moments, open pa din tayo no, na makinig dun sa mga how to move on from your ex stories. Of course, yung letter ni Ian is the first letter, but it will definitely not be the last. And we'd really love to hear your story. So, send those over. Lastly, follow us on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Grindr, on Tinder.
On Twitter.
Ayan. We'll leave those on the show notes. At maraming salamat sa pakikinig. Muli, ako si Daryl.
Ako naman si Cash.
And this is
Is This Thing On?
Podcast.
Woo! Nairaos din.